With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Word of Bondi being ousted as the nation's top law enforcement officer comes amid multiple media reports that the president had become increasingly frustrated with her job performance. People familiar with the matter say he was unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles that the Justice Department had encountered in investigations into Donald Trump's perceived enemies. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, another Trump loyalist, will serve as the acting AG. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mainstream media headlines often portray the rising generation as rebellious and disconnected. But in part two of our series on Tim Gagline's new book, What Really Matters, the focus on the family vice president says his study of demographics indicates there are better days ahead for America, especially among young men ages 18 to 25.
Again, no matter where you're at in the country, this demographic of young American men say they are far more interested in traditional values. They want to be married. They want to have children. They are motivated by faith and religion. They want a continuum of a faith life. And I think that this is very encouraging.
In our final segment tomorrow, Tim Gagline outlines how Americans restore a legacy of faith and freedom as our 250th birthday approaches. NASA's moonbound astronauts have reason to celebrate, and not just because their launch went so well. Their toilet is now working. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 38, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. Kansas passes a law to protect pro-life pregnancy centers.
The measure bars any state or local government from forcing a pro-life clinic to, quote, offer or perform abortions, offer abortion drugs, counsel for abortion, refer for abortion, or promote abortion in any way. The bill was vetoed by Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, but the legislature moved quickly to override and did so by wide margins. Republicans accused Kelly of being pro-choice unless a woman chooses to keep her unborn baby. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who is not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noelia Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. Marine archaeologists have unearthed a Danish warship sunk by Admiral Nelson's fleet over 200 years ago. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Denmark's Viking Ship Museum, which is leading the months-long underwater excavations, announced its findings on April the 2nd, 225 years to the day since the defeat of the British fleet. Head of Maritime Archaeology Morten Johansen says the 1801 battle plays a big part in Danish national feeling.
We actually don't know how it was to be on board a ship being shot to pieces by the English warship. And some of that story we can probably learn from seeing the wreck and the debris of the wreck.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.